Welcome to a deep dive into a topic with significant implications for anyone seeking to enhance their learning in our increasingly digital world. We'll be exploring a research paper recently presented at a prestigious computer science conference that examines the fusion of the tactile experience of paper with the power of technology.
The research focuses on enhancing those time-tested practices we have used for centuries.
Indeed. Let's begin by discussing why paper continues to hold such appeal for active reading.
The research paper refers to these qualities as affordances. Paper's tangible nature allows for physical interaction. One can make notes, highlight, or even bend pages. It effectively becomes an extension of one's thought process.
However, we both recognize the limitations inherent in paper.
Precisely. Sharing notes can prove cumbersome, searching for specific information within a text can be tedious, and the limitations of physical storage are self-evident. This is where digital tools offer distinct advantages.
This is where the research becomes particularly compelling. The researchers propose a solution to bridge this divide.
They have developed a system that merges the tangible experience of reading on paper with the capabilities and connectivity of digital technology.
A true best of both worlds scenario. Please, tell me more.
At the core of this system lies a technology known as locally likely arrangement hashing, or LAH.
How might we understand LAH function in more accessible terms?
Envision, if you will, a highly efficient search engine that, instead of relying on keywords, utilizes the visual patterns of text and images on a page to instantaneously identify and retrieve that specific page from an extensive database.
So each page possesses a distinct visual identifier that LAH can recognize.
Precisely. It accomplishes this with remarkable speed and accuracy. The paper indicates its capacity to locate a specific page within a database of 100 million pages in milliseconds.
Milliseconds. That is astonishing. This suggests near instantaneous access to any page within a vast digital repository.
That is the objective. The speed is paramount to cultivating a seamless and unobtrusive user experience, which is, of course, crucial for facilitating active reading.
This sounds promising. How did the researchers translate this concept into a functional application?
They developed mobile applications compatible with both iOS and Android devices. Notably, the system can function offline or connect to a server, providing a high degree of flexibility.
Therefore, regardless of location or device, one can utilize this technology.
Precisely.
Can you elaborate on the development process? I'm curious about the steps taken to transform this complex technology into a user-friendly application.
They employed an iterative design process, continuously refining the system based on user feedback. The initial prototype included features for highlighting, adding text comments, and even embedding images and URLs.
Did user feedback prompt any significant modifications or enhancements?
It did. The second prototype incorporated a portrait mode to facilitate easier one-handed annotation, a direct result of user feedback. Additionally, navigation and annotation selection were simplified.
Prioritizing user experience is commendable. Does the research allude to any future developments?
Users expressed a desire for a search function within their annotations and the ability to directly copy handwritten notes from physical pages. The developers appear to be considering these suggestions for future iterations.
Such features would be quite useful. However, before we delve too far into hypotheticals, let's consider the larger implications.
An excellent point. This transcends mere features. It is about the potential impact on how we read, learn, and share knowledge.
Indeed. The system is not limited to technology enthusiasts. It has implications for students, professionals, researchers, anyone seeking to engage with their reading material more effectively.
They also created a web interface that enables users to access their annotated documents and share them, fostering collaboration and the exchange of knowledge.
The potential of this technology to bridge the gap between our physical and digital learning environments is fascinating to consider.
Indeed, it is in these implications that the research becomes particularly compelling. As we delve further into the implications of this technology, we should consider its potential influence on education, research, and various professional fields.
It is not difficult to envision the transformative impact this could have. Imagine students seamlessly accessing supplementary materials, collaborating on annotated texts in real time, or even virtually flipping through a textbook with their peers.
Precisely. And for researchers, this system could expedite literature reviews.
That's right.
Facilitate the sharing of annotated research articles.
Yeah.
And even create new avenues for collaborative analysis.
It is as though we stand at the precipice of a new era of active reading in which the boundaries between the physical and digital dissolve and we engage with information in ways previously unimaginable.
It is an exciting prospect. However, as with any technological advancement, we must also contemplate potential challenges and ethical considerations.
You are right. It is crucial to approach this with a balanced perspective. Mm-hmm. What specific challenges come to mind?
One challenge lies in ensuring data privacy and security, particularly when dealing with sensitive personal annotations. Additionally, we must address the potential for distraction.
That is a valid concern. While this system aims to enhance focus, the constant connectivity could also lead to information overload or multitasking, which might hinder the very focus it seeks to promote.
Precisely. It will be crucial to develop strategies and user interfaces that promote mindful engagement and help users strike a balance between the wealth of digital resources and the focused act of reading.
It is a delicate balance. Are there any other concerns that we should keep in mind as this technology evolves?
One consideration revolves around accessibility. We must ensure this technology is designed inclusively, catering to individuals with diverse learning styles and abilities.
That is paramount. Technology should be a tool for empowerment and inclusion, not a barrier.
Indeed. It is an ongoing conversation,
right,
and one that researchers, developers, and policymakers must engage with as this technology matures.
This conversation leads back to the paper's emphasis on user feedback. It is clear that the researchers prioritized user experience throughout the development process.
You are right. Their iterative design approach underscores the importance of involving users from the outset to ensure the technology aligns with their needs and addresses their concerns.
Which leads to a broader point about the evolving relationship between humans and technology.
How so?
We often perceive technology as separate from ourselves, but systems such as this one highlight the potential for a more symbiotic relationship,
mm-hmm,
where technology augments our capabilities and enhances our natural ways of learning.
It is about finding that harmonious integration where technology complements rather than disrupts our natural inclinations. Mm. But that requires a deep understanding of those inclinations.
Which brings us back to the enduring appeal of paper. Despite the allure of digital advancements, there is something fundamentally human about the tactile experience of engaging with a physical book or document.
It is more than mere nostalgia. It is about the way our brains are wired. The act of physically highlighting text, jotting down notes in the margins, or even the simple act of turning a page, these actions create a sense of embodiment and engagement that can enhance comprehension and retention.
And this research acknowledges those inherent advantages of paper while seeking to bridge the gap with the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
It is not about replacing one with the other, but rather finding ways to leverage the strengths of both.
And in doing so, we might unlock new possibilities for how we interact with information, generate knowledge, and connect with one another.
Right.
The future of active reading is not about choosing sides, but about building bridges.
It is an exciting time to be a learner. This research offers a glimpse into a future where technology empowers us to engage with information in deeper, more meaningful ways.
And it underscores the enduring power of human ingenuity to find elegant solutions to complex challenges.
It certainly does. But beyond the technological marvels, there lies a deeper philosophical question at play here.
I am intrigued. Tell me more.
If this technology fulfills its potential and seamlessly blends the physical and digital realms, how might it reshape our understanding of knowledge itself?
Now that is a question worth pondering.
We return to the question of how the convergence of the physical and digital might reshape our very understanding of knowledge.
It is a multifaceted question.
For centuries, we have associated knowledge with the contents of books, those static repositories of information.
Indeed. Libraries served as physical repositories, requiring our presence to access knowledge.
But what occurs when access becomes instantaneous and interconnected, as this research suggests, is possible?
The very notion of knowing something might shift from internal possession of information to an understanding of how to navigate and access vast information networks.
It becomes less about memorization and more about the critical evaluation and synthesis of readily available information.
Indeed. The skills required to thrive in a world where this technology is commonplace would undoubtedly evolve. We might observe a greater emphasis on digital literacy, information filtering, and collaborative knowledge creation.
Perhaps even a deeper appreciation for the act of synthesis itself. The process of taking disparate pieces of information, drawing connections, and constructing new understandings.
The key is not merely accessing information, but what we do with it. How we critically analyze it, interpret it, and transform it into something meaningful.
This technology could catalyze a paradigm shift in how we value and interact with knowledge, moving away from passive consumption toward active creation and shared understanding.
And let us not overlook the potential impact on knowledge sharing and dissemination. Imagine a world where annotated research papers transform into dynamic, collaborative spaces.
A world in which students can engage in dialogues with scholars globally, contributing to a living body of knowledge that evolves in real time.
This seamless fusion of the physical and digital could democratize knowledge, dismantling barriers of geography, language, and accessibility.
It is an inspiring vision, one in which knowledge transforms into a dynamic, interconnected ecosystem to which we can all contribute and from which we can all benefit.
It is a future we should strive to achieve. While challenges will undoubtedly arise, this research offers a glimpse into the possibilities that emerge when human ingenuity combines with a thoughtful approach to technology.
As is often the case in our deep dives, we have journeyed from a seemingly straightforward question about improving reading to a contemplation of the very nature of knowledge itself.
It speaks to the interconnectedness of ideas and the power of exploration. As we have witnessed today, sometimes the most transformative innovations arise from bridging seemingly disparate worlds.
In this instance, the timeless allure of paper and the boundless potential of digital technology. This exploration leaves me with a profound sense of optimism regarding the future of learning and knowledge creation.
As it should. When we embrace curiosity and remain receptive to new possibilities, there is no telling what remarkable discoveries await us.
That is an excellent note on which to conclude. Until our next deep dive, may you continue to explore, to question, and to delve into the vast realm of knowledge.